Now hear the word of the Lord as it is written in True Christian Religion, number 587, from the chapter on Reformation and Regeneration. The first act in the new birth is called Reformation, which pertains to the understanding, and the second is called Regeneration, which pertains to the will, and therefrom to the understanding. For this reason, that man may be regenerated, it is necessary that his regeneration be effected by means of the understanding as the mediate cause. And this is done by means of various kinds of instruction that the understanding receives, first from parents and teachers, afterward by reading the word, by preaching, books, and conversation. The things which the understanding receives from these sources are called truths. It is the same, therefore, when Reformation is said to be effected by means of the understanding or by means of the truths which the understanding receives. For truths teach man in whom he ought to believe, the Lord, and what he ought to believe, also what he ought to do, thus how he ought to will. For whatever one does, he does from the will in accordance with his understanding. Since then, man's will itself is evil by birth, and the understanding teaches what good and evil are, and man can will either good or evil, it follows that he must be reformed by means of the understanding. And so long as anyone sees and mentally acknowledges that evil is evil and good is good, and thinks that good ought to be chosen, he is in what is called the state of reformation. And when his will leads him to shun evil and do good, the state of regeneration begins. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.